You've seen it on Windows, you've dreamed about using it on your shiny Mac, and that's about to become reality. So let's take a look at DocuScan Plus for the Mac. I have the application open, and let's just take a quick tour of what's available in the main window.
New document button. Manage documents button. Preferences button. Help button.
So four basic buttons. Preferences and help are self-explanatory, and we'll talk about what's in preferences a bit later. But we can also create a new document or manage existing documents that have been stored in the cloud. I can move through these options with voiceover left and right arrows, or I can use tab and shift
button.
Tab. Let's
new
move
document
to
button.
A new document.
Press window, scan new document. HoverCam T5 device pop-up button.
HoverCam T5, which happens to be the device I will be using during this demonstration. This is a pop-up button. So if I have multiple scanning sources on my system, I can choose the one that I want to use for a particular scanning session.
Menu checkmark, HoverCam T5. Built-in eyesight.
Built-in eyesight is probably not going to work so well. We don't recommend that you hold a piece of paper up to the screen on your MacBook. So
check
let's
mark.
Stick with the HoverCam,
HoverCam T5.
Now I can choose the type of new document I'd like to create.
Simple scan button.
Again, I move through the options with voiceover left or right arrow, or with tab and shift tab.
Batch scan button. Continuous writing scan button. Scan a PDF file button.
Those are my options. I'd like to move back to the beginning and choose a simple scan.
Simple scan button. Scan first page button.
I'll activate this with voiceover spacebar.
Press scan first page button.
And we get immediate feedback that the camera has taken a picture.
Busy progress indicator.
And now we're waiting for the page to process. I've chosen a fairly large page, so it will take a moment.
Scan next page. Dim button.
Now I've gotten an indicator that the page has completed processing.
HTML content.
Inside this HTML content is the result of the OCR, which is just performed on this image. I can interact with this.
Interact with HTML content. Carry, ons. A blueprint for success. 2. By Tim Cords, MD, PhD. From the editor, at the 2010 NFB convention in Dallas, Federationists were honored and thrilled to hear a presentation by Dr. Tim Cords. Perhaps half a dozen blind people have ever completed medical training in the United States. Dr. Cords is among them. In this article, he shared some of the ingredients of his success.
That's a good place to stop. I can stop interacting with the HTML
stop
content.
Stop interacting with HTML.
In order to
scan next page button.
Scan the next page.
Rescan page button.
Rescan the current page if I didn't like the results.
Edit page button.
Edit the page so that I can make some minor modifications if there were OCR errors, as we saw with the very top line of the article.
Save button.
Or I can save my result. If I don't want to do any of those things, which I don't at the moment, I can just close this window with Command W.
Close window. Window, DocuScan Plus, new document button.
Now, I'm back to the main interface. I'm going to choose New Document once
window,
again.
Scan New Document. HoverCam T5 device pop-up button.
This time, I'd like to try the Continuous Reading Scan. The Continuous Reading Scan is much like Batch Scan, except for one important difference. With Batch Scan, you can just continue snapping pictures and at the end have the OCR processing done on those images. With Continuous Reading Scan, you can snap a picture or scan the first page and begin reading that page even while you scan additional pages in the background. So let's take a look at what that's like.
Simple scan, batch scan button, continuous writing scan button, press HTML content. Place the first page under the camera, then press the scan first page button to begin. Scan first page, default button.
I will scan the first page.
HTML content. Scan next page, default button.
So just as before, I was able to scan the first page, but whereas in simple scan, the scan next page is dimmed, it is available in this instance, and I can snap the next picture
HTML content.
Even while that one is still processing. We'll wait to get the result that the first page has processed, and there it is.
HTML content. Interact with HTML content, careers. Careers. A blueprint for success. Heading level 1 by 10 cords. MD, PhD. From the editor at the 20.
So we're reading the same thing again. While I'm still inside the HTML content, I can snap the next picture just by pressing enter. The previous page has just finished processing, but I was able to snap the picture of the next page without having to stop interacting with the HTML content and therefore lose my place. I don't want to save this document either, so I'm going to close this window with Command W.
Close window, window, DocuScan plus, new document button.
And once again, I'm back in the main interface. Next, I'd like to take a look at scanning a PDF, but I'm going to do this in a slightly different way. While I can choose the Scan PDF option from DocuScan Plus and be presented with a standard open dialog where I choose the PDF that I want, what happens when DocuScan Plus isn't running and you have encountered a PDF in Finder or elsewhere that you'd like to use DocuScan Plus to recognize? Let's show how that works.
Finder, Window, Documents, List View, Table, One Row Selected.
I have just closed the DocuScan Plus application, and I'm in my Documents window in Finder.
About, stacks.pdf, Monday, November 29, 2010 to 3618 p.m. at...
About, stacks.pdf. This is pretty standard PDF file, which comes with all Macs. So let's recognize it with DocuScan Plus. I can choose to open this PDF in a couple of different ways. The one I'm going to choose is to press VoiceOver Shift M.
Menu. Open. Open with submenu. Open with submenu, DocuScan Plus, default.
And DocuScan Plus is in this list. You'll also notice that it is the default application for opening PDFs. I was able to do that by pressing Command I on a PDF file to get its info, and then I changed the preferences in order to allow DocuScan Plus to be the default for all PDF files. But if I just wanted to do this once, and I didn't necessarily want to make DocuScan Plus default, I could do it with VoiceOver Shift M and the Open With menu option.
List view, table, list view, window, scan PDF, HTML content. 0.0% progress indicator.
DocuScan Plus came right up. I used VoiceOver left arrow to move to the progress indicator. And since this was a fairly short PDF, we didn't have much progress update, but
100.0% progress indicator.
You'll see that this has been completed, and you'll notice the chime at the end to indicate that the file is done recognizing
HTML content.
Just as with the pictures I snapped from my camera, I have HTML content to interact with here when the image is done recognizing from the PDF. So I can interact with this.
Interact with HTML content. Interact with text. Word. Heading level 1. Documents stack. Welcome to macOS 10 Snow Leopard. The doc in Snow Leopard includes stacks, which you can use to quickly access.
And there you have it. Now, we've scanned any number of documents, although we haven't saved any of them yet. I do, however, have several documents saved in the cloud.
DocuScan Plus.
From things that I have done previously. I'd like to do something with those documents, so let's go take a look at them.
Manage Documents button.
I'm choosing the Manage Documents option.
Press Window, Documents, Name, Table, One Row Selected, Name, Little Prince.
Here I have a table containing all of the documents that I have stored in the cloud.
McAllister's.
There is McAllister's Deli. That's a really good deli with all sorts of good stuff. I think I want to open this file and look at what I can do with it.
Open, default button.
So I chose VoiceOver right arrow to move to the Open button. However, if I didn't want to do that,
Delete button.
My other option is to delete the document.
Delete, Open, default button.
So let's open this.
Press Open, Window, McAllister's, HTML content.
There's the HTML content that will contain the recognized text. But what can I do with this text once it's recognized?
Email button.
I can email this document to myself for whatever reason, or to somebody else if I just want to make them hungry too.
Send to Kindle button.
I can send to the Amazon Kindle, and it's going to sync automatically, wirelessly.
Make Daisy book button.
I can also make a Daisy book. meaning that the book will contain both the recognized text and an audio version of the book recorded using the voice you've chosen in System Preferences or in DocuScan Plus Preferences, which we'll take a look at in just a second.
Make MP3 file button.
Making an MP3 file does exactly what you think it does. The MP3 is going to be generated using the preferences that you've set within DocuScan Plus Preferences, so these are different from your voiceover settings.
Protect button.
I can protect the document by adding a password to it so that if I'm really concerned about security, not only will I have to launch the application on my own Mac, but I will have to enter a password in order to access this particular document. So if someone gets their hands on your Mac, they still won't necessarily have access to your documents if you password protect them.
Save to this computer button.
I can save to this computer in RTF format if I don't necessarily want to keep this document in the cloud, or if I just want an RTF to pass around to people for editing and such.
Save to this computer as large print button.
That one's self-explanatory.
Make Braille file button.
I can make a Braille file. The Braille table which is used can be chosen from the DocuScan Plus preferences window. So you can choose grade 2, computer Braille, a different language table entirely, and whatever you choose within DocuScan Plus preferences, that's what will be used to generate this BRF file that you can then transfer to a note taker or embosser.
Delete button.
Or I can delete the document from here as well.
Delete button.
I think I'd like to convert this document to an MP3 so that I can listen to it while I'm heading down the road to McAllister's to get some fun and yummy food.
Save to this computer. Protect. Make MP3 file button. Prep window. Transfer progress. Collecting information. Transfer progress. Collecting information. 0.0% progress indicator.
Now the progress indicator is updating. And again. Now the file is done.
Done. The converted document is in your documents folder.
Oh good, now I know where to look. It's in my documents folder. So let's
Finder.
Go take a look.
Finder. McAllister's.mp3, Thursday, April 14, 2011, 5.
And there it is. I will do a quick look with Command Y.
Quick look, McAllister's, copyright 2008 McAllister's Corporation. All rights reserved. Vegetarian item. Please note, some items are not available in all restaurants. Only if McAllister's famous window close quick.
We'll close that. That was moving at a pretty fast clip. What if I'd like to slow it down a little bit? Let's take a look at where to
DocuScan
do that.
DocuScan Plus, window, transfer progress, done. The converted document.
I'm going to close this window.
Close window. Window.
And choose preferences. I can either use command comma, as is standard, or I can navigate to the preferences button in the main window. I'm going to use command comma.
Preferences. Window. Preferences. Speech. Selected tab 1 of 2. Braille tab 2 of 2.
So speech and Braille are the only two options in this preferences dialog.
These preferences are used when converting a document to a DAISY book or MP3 file.
And there's the explanation of why we're here.
Voice. Alex, voice, pop-up button.
I could choose Alex, or I can choose from any of the existing voiceover voices. And I can also use voices such as the a cappella InfoVox voices, which I have purchased. So Heather and Ryan are in my choices here. I'll stick with Alex today.
Speed. Faster button.
I think he was plenty fast enough, so let's move to the slower button.
Slower button.
And I will press VO spacebar.
This is a test of your speech settings.
And we immediately get feedback of what this is going to sound like.
This is a test of your speech settings. This is a test. This is a test. This is a test. This is a test of your speech settings. Press slower button.
I think good old Alex sounds pretty good right there. All I need to do is close the window.
Close window.
So there you have it. A quick look at DocuScan Plus. If you want to learn more about what DocuScan Plus for Mac can do, you can check out the help documentation by visiting help.samobile.net, and you'll find the DocuScan Plus help on that page.